Hi folks, welcome to the A Minute to Midnight show. This is Tony coming to you from New Zealand. On the show today, I have some audio that was sent to me by Jeremy, the ex-32nd degree Freemason. I know a lot of you have been asking pretty regularly what's happened to Jeremy. We haven't had any updates from him in ages. He was ill, or has been ill, for months. That happened just after he received some threats. I have kept in contact with him pretty regularly, and he has sent me this audio in the last couple of days, so I'm bringing it to you now. I may jump in with the odd comment for some clarification here and there, but other than that, I'll be just playing the audio straight out. So here we go.
Hey, brothers and sisters, I'd like to drop a line to you and give you an update on what's going on and some of the things that I'm seeing and what I think about them. I hope everybody's doing okay. Thank you for asking about me. Tony tells me a lot, and I appreciate the prayers and the thoughtfulness of you and remembering me. Your prayers have meant a lot to me. I've had some health issues over the past few months. I'm doing better. And I have no doubt it's probably a lot of it to do with the people that's praying for me. And I reckon God ain't done with me yet here, right? Let's address first some of the stuff that I was told last year didn't happen. And it was pretty extreme. I wasn't sure about all of it. But I think a lot of things could have happened behind the scenes. And I think that maybe God intervened, or plans changed. I believe they wanted to have this new world order running in 2000, and for whatever that changed. So, all this, there's so much going on worldwide, and you remember, I told you last year, I told you in April last year, things would never go back to normal, and this had just started. When they have a chance, and they had been talking about this window, they as in the global agencies and the people that run this world, through the beast. All they wanted was a window that they created, and God knows how long they had been preparing to do this for whatever circumstances. It was right at the time last year, or the end of 2019, and they used it. And they have set all this stuff up from it, saying that all this coming, as in this reset, is from this sickness that they want to build back better. You know all this, so I'm not going to reiterate that over and over and over. But I'm going to say this. I told you from the start that I believe this new world order, as you know it, and as people know it, is a sacrifice. And I'm going to explain this to you. This system has, people know about it from all ages and all countries. People know the word Illuminati. People know New World Order and their evil agenda that they have, and the narrative that you can't go against. I think there's a reason that this has come out so publicly. I think it will be the sacrifice when the Antichrist arrives, that he's going to say, I think they've tried to make this so blatantly evil and backwards that everybody knows this is awful and thinks they can't do anything about it. And I think when he comes, and it's going to get a heck of a lot worse, he's going to say, I'm going to fix this. And, you know, as you know, this new system and this mark, name, or number is supposed to look incredible. That's why I don't think this vaccine is the mark of the beast. I do not think you should get it. You know all this, so there's no reason, again, to go into that. But you know darn well it ain't no good. I think it's got multiple agendas, killing the fetuses of women that are pregnant, and maybe causing them to not ever be able to be fertile again, and men too. And But also, I think it's going to, I was told it was going to take out the older people and sick people, which I believe it has, to numbers that you don't even know. Because you know you can't believe anything they say about anything. I mean, you can't, anything. If they told me the sky was blue, I'd have to go outside and look up to make sure it was still blue, and then I'd believe it. If somebody tells you something about this system or what's going on today, if you can't, if you don't know it for a fact, I mean, odds are they're probably lying, or they tell you just a little bit of truth to open your eyes up, and then they throw sand back at them to blind you all over again. That this system is going to start to be in place, and the Antichrist will step up and say, I'm taking this down. We're not ever letting this happen again. We're fixing this. Now, you saw how Trump was into nationalism because he needed to be. And everybody stood behind. Now, you think about an Antichrist coming in and saying, you know, look, this can't happen. All this orchestrated chaos that they have orchestrated in almost every country has been to a perfect plan, as you know. And I think he is going to fix it because they've had this Hegelian dialectic answer the whole time. And then... I just don't think this is the vaccine is the mark or number or whatever, because I don't think you're going to take it and not know it. I think you have to know it. I don't think it's going to be forced on you. People are going to step over you to get it. It's going to be so wonderful. And that's why it's going to be so hard for you not to want to get it, because whatever it's offering is going to be so unreal. And who knows what other agenda they're going to put behind this as the narrative that you need this. Like, people have been scared to death because of they have orchestrated that to get this quote-unquote vaccine. Look, you know, Tony said that you're not going to buy a new car if it has a new technology. They'd go out, people wouldn't research that. Up one side and down the other before they'd buy it. And then they probably wouldn't, not knowing if their money would be a good investment, because it could mess up and nobody would know how to fix this technology. But they're going to put something in your vein that you don't know what it is and what it's going to do. And they admit themselves, we don't know what it's going to do. And the insurance companies won't even pay life insurance for you dying from it. I mean, there's a lot of smart people out there, but if you don't have the common sense to get out of the rain when it's raining, none of that smart anything of any caliber matters. And Christians, I mean, if something's got aborted fetal tissue in it, why would that even be something you would contemplate or have to even contemplate getting? I mean, you should immediately think as a Christian, or let me put it like this. I immediately thought as a Christian, there's no way that's going in me, and before any other thing that. So, and some of you that did get it, I understand that you wouldn't know. Maybe some people don't know or don't think. I don't know what. I just know what I think, and, you know, just pray about it. But think about this. The reason why I say I don't think it's more going to be, I think it's connected to it. Because if it's replicating something, I think what they're going to give you next, it is going to replicate. And you've got other Christian channels saying, this don't change your DNA. Again, don't believe anything that you hear from this government or this any news agency. It doesn't matter who it is. You don't know what's in that thing they're calling a vaccine. I'm sure maybe some of the stuff they're telling you is in it. You know what it's doing to people now, and they're accepting this amount of injuries and death from something. They're going to give you something like that. They don't care anything about you. They want depopulation. So, again, I don't think anything they give you is going to be good. Doesn't matter what it is. Even the water you're drinking from the tap, from public water. I still believe they're going to put some kind of illness in this, because I've heard over and over that there has to be bodies for whatever is next. And now this is speculating. I don't think it's the mark of the beast, but I think it's more of this. There's something in it that's going to tag and trace you. There's something in it that tells them maybe where you are and God knows what else. Along with the garbage that is in it that causes all these neurological issues. And who knows what spiritually this thing has with it. Who knows? You heard John Todd say years ago they prayed and did rituals over records that went to people. Think about what they could do with the stuff that's in this going to you. I personally think it could have Nephilim or giant DNA in it somehow. I believe that it absolutely could. I've heard that. You know that's possible, and you know they've got it. So why wouldn't there be anything to cause more change to God's plan? This world is being terraformed. These chemtrails and everything you see happening, there is something in space. There's something out there, let's put it like that, that is, I believe, going to cause some damage. Also, the heavens declare the glory of God and the coming of Jesus. There's stuff out there we're already seeing that should be eye-opening to a degree. It should just be an awe. But most people don't look up or think about these kind of things or notice them. And a lot of it's being hidden. And the majority of what's there, I believe, is being hidden daily. I mean, think of the technology that they probably have that with mirrors and lenses. They could hide that with stuff probably that's 60 years old. And you don't know what's out there to start with. It's hard telling what they have to hide this. My point is, I believe they're hiding signs and wonders that are showing the coming of Jesus again. And the very end, signs that were in the end that he said there would be. I personally think that a lot of the early seals are man-made. They're doing it to us, to destroy us and the planet too, or the majority of it. I mean, they, I believe, are terraforming this for the fallen to come here in whatever form that it needs to be in. I believe that's what it is. All these chemtrails and all these disasters. There's a reason behind everything they do. There will be some extreme natural disaster coming very soon. I just have no doubt about it in my mind. And I'm ready to go myself. I've prepared all I can, and I certainly hope you all have, because soon I don't think you're going to be able to hardly afford food. There's a reason everything they're doing is to continuously kill this economy as you know it. Even the unemployment they extended till September. Of course, I know people need that, but why would you go back to work when you can get that much sitting on your butt and not work? And that's causing other places to shut down. They're doing every little thing they can extra. It seems like it's helping, but they're getting two things from it. And it's just continuing to bring down this world economy in every country. But we're talking about America right now. I have heard this before from people who would know, but I don't want to go down that road like last year. Trailed off a little bit. I probably shouldn't have repeated a lot of that, but I felt like people should know. And really, that was the only reason I was still in contact with some of these people.
Folks, you may remember that last year, Jeremy knew high-level Freemasons in his state, and they left and went to their safe havens. I asked them a few days ago whether they're still there, whether they've returned, or whether they've still gone to ground. And here is his response to that.
The people that left last year, they're absolutely still where they went. I believe I know where they are, but they are not here. So, and I know that's not just here. I do think that something was going to happen last year, something big. And I do. I am now convinced that September event was Ginsburg. I do think that was the case. I've heard some more things that have made me lean toward that being so. And I think they thought it was going to... They just can't believe that they wasn't getting rises out of people like they thought. Now, you're seeing this system being set up to where only the people that went in the Capitol building are terrorists. Domestic. Now, all these other people that are burning down police departments and looting and rioting senior stores and just burning down blocks and blocks of a city, that's not domestic terrorism because they hadn't been treated right and they just expressing themselves to let it. I mean, you see everything they're doing is to make you mad, whichever side you're on. And to make you hate other people even more so you can continue to do their work for them. All these people that are out here are doing, if you're one of them, you're doing everything they want to a degree that you can't even comprehend if you thought you could. Even if they're paying you, they couldn't be more happy. And this is turning. It is linked toward Caucasians right now. It is going to turn to Christian. Oh, it actually already has in some areas, but it is going to turn to that. It will happen. You will not be able to have a Bible. That will not be legal unless it's one they print, because you're telling people they're going to go to hell because they were born gay, or they were, because they say they're gay, or because they lie, or whatever it is. We're going to go down as the biggest haters of mankind in history, and this is how this has turned. It couldn't come out right against Christianity in the beginning. This is being built up massively. And it's right conservative Christian. And I know most of you know this. But I told you 2 years ago that I was told when I was still in that lodge that when Trump ran, they were going to make it so no conservative ever got elected again in America. And I think he pretended to be everything he said he was. And you know he's part of this. He is part of every bit of this and so much more. But nobody will get elected to that position in this country if you're not in this beast system and Luciferian. It's just not going to happen. These people are picked in their youth from their bloodlines, because again, all but one American president are related to each other and to royal houses of Europe, but they're all one bloodline. And you're not going to get to this position if you're not in that. But they pick people out of these bloodlines. They experiment on the vast majority in ways that you probably can't even comprehend. They're all one. None of them have your interest, your even a good interest for you at heart, and would see you die in a heartbeat because they think you're breathing their air and you're using their resources. And even in their mind, you see this system that I still believe will be a sacrifice, but they say no meat and you're going to live in urban areas and ride bicycles. That even if this progressed and was going to happen, we're not going to be here long enough for that to occur. They may think it is, but even God said there would be no flesh left had he not intervened. So I believe a war is coming like no other war. And I believe this is before we see things from hell. Interdimensional, demonic, fallen angel, alien, whatever you want to call it, it's the same thing. When they come and do this kind of stuff, that will be far worse than this war that's coming. But I think this war is going to be really something. And I mention this alien angelic because think about it. If you were the fallen from the top to the bottom and you needed to come here, maybe you look the same, maybe you look a little different. I don't know. You'd think they'd look a little different, but who knows? Ascended masters, mainly we're talking about the administrative part of it. You're going to have to pretend to be from somewhere else, and you're not going to be from China, so you're going to have to pretend to come from another dimension or planet, and we are fallen because of Adam and Eve, and they're going to say that they're not fallen, that they're still with God. And they will give us a complete rewriting of Scripture. And I believe he will use Scripture. Maybe it may pertain more to Judaism. It seems that may be what's happening right now. And Jesus did say that the Jews would accept the next one coming in his own name. So I tend to believe it may be Judaism. Which ancient Judaism would tie in the major religions together anyway. So I believe that's what it's going to be. And you know the devil would use what God made against him or try to. So I think that's what it's going to be. But they'd have to be something else. And I don't think he's going to pretend to be human. I think he will pretend to be something else other than what he is. And he will come here to fix this system that they have broken for us. Man, we may live in a fallen world, but most people, by the far majority, just want to go to work and come home and eat and watch their children or grandchildren and just be happy and plant a garden and not have drama. Nobody wants wars. Even though our hearts are continuously evil, men just don't. I just don't see the far 90% majority of this happening if it wasn't orchestrated through them by the beast system. But even, you know, 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago was wrong. They have ran this world doing the beast kingdom's will from day one. And they've had patience, the fallen, to do this. But Jesus talked to those demons and told them, you know, they said to Jesus, "Are you here to destroy us before the appointed time?" So somehow they knew when they looked at the world that wasn't the appointed time. Maybe, and you know, a fallen angel and a demon, which would be a mixture between a fallen angel or a watcher and a human, would have extreme intelligence. You can surely understand that, especially an angel. So whatever intelligence that may be, maybe they know what the world's going to look like at the time because of the technology they need. And you know they know technology. And they knew there none existed then. So something wasn't right. But the way things are right now with the technology we have, and, you know, I've heard from politicians and years ago that they had a whole different table of periodic elements that they use and could heal diseases and make things from that we have no idea about and they'll never share with us. And I am certain that this came from this other dimension where these fallen live. I do think when he comes, like I said from the start, he's going to save us from this system that we see and they put in our face every day they're trying to build. The one that he portrays or they will look fantastic. And maybe what they say it'll be would if it were real. And somehow this mark of the beast or number of his name or whatever it is, I think this is when it comes in. But, you know, anybody that discusses anything about that would be, you know, deducing. So, but I see this medicine they're calling, or this stuff they're calling a vaccine, as something that'll go with it for replicating. There's some reason. I just think that's going to have something to do with it. And I heard Trace and Tag, or Tag and Trace from the start, from these politicians. So I think that that's probably what that's for, too, to be able to put the things into people they want in them, to locate them. And, well, you can put that together in your mind. Anything they'd want in us to know about us. And these were other Masons, high-ranking politicians I was told that they needed a lot more bodies, and people needed to see a body count, and that's why all those FEMA coffins existed for this that's coming, not this COVID nonsense. Compared to what they're gonna put out. And it's probably man-made, but it's supposed to have a high mortality rate. And if you look at the amount of those coffins that exist that you just know of, then you can imagine. And that's what will scare people into taking whatever this next stage of this is. And maybe this is a stage thing they need to put in you for this mark or number. I mean, whatever it is, you know, they're giving you this and offering all these incentives and free garbage for you to take. They're wanting you to have this awful bad. I do think the population baby terminating, I think all that is a big plus and benefit to it for them, but there's far more than just that. They could start a war in a minute and wipe out millions of people, hundreds of millions, if they wanted to. They wouldn't push a medicine or some engineered garbage they call a vaccine to do that. There's something they want in people. So, you know, you probably can understand that too. Or have felt that. You just need to turn to Jesus more than ever right now in this time period. And I have developed such a relationship with him that I've never thought I'd have this much joy in my life. I feel I get answers from him about important things when I ask. And I talk to him like he is my best friend, Savior, and God. So, but I want to say this, this economy and financial system and the food, this is going to happen very quickly. So if you can, you definitely need to start. I'm sorry. Clock. I restore clocks. It's the only thing that's kept me sane through this crazy time we're living in. I think you need to get some food because we do not have long left to do it. And you see how much the prices have already went up. I've noticed that they've went up big time on a lot of stuff, and you're not getting as much. And that's nothing compared to what's coming. And there's less choices. I just hope and pray that that people that are listening have prepared. Because, you know, if God has led you to do it, because you don't need what they have, then they can't control you as much. If you don't have to have water and food, then what do you need from them? There will be power blackouts. That is, as you know, it's already happened, but it's coming to a degree that we've never seen. And I think it's probably going to be out for a while from what I've heard. So if you can get a solar generator, that would be good. Maybe with one of these checks, if that's possible. I know money's tight for a lot of people. It is for me, so I understand. I'm trying to tell you what I see coming, what I think from things that I have heard that I can rely on, not things, some that I shared last year. I really thought some of that would come to pass. And I don't believe that these men would tell me this had it not been a plan. I am still pretty certain that it probably was, and for whatever reason didn't happen. And we don't communicate anymore, so there wouldn't have been a time he could have said, hey, this is the reason this didn't happen. You know, I am certain that they really hunkered and did something hunkering down last year. Something major happened at the end of last year. We're at the end of time. Look at Scripture. And I've said from the start, the good is gone. There is no more good for us. If you were part of the world would love you as its own, but you're not. And if you don't see that we're at the end and think that things are going to get better, then you need to read your Bible. So this America's kind of come back, and all these prophecies that people are giving you, and all these people who claim Trump would be elected again. I do think that election was stolen, but I am certain that it was engineered that way, and I'm certain that Trump was part of it. He knew it was going to happen whenever it was planned. Now, you got to know that. Anything to cause division, whether it's, let's slip this in, we got an opportunity to cause some division, or this is the big one coming so we can really cause division. Anything to cause some division. Now, the people that are rioting, that's what they want, the military to come in and be the police. Now, you'd think they'd think, with police, there is a system in place where it can be checked, and you can be have justice if they do something bad. With the military, when they do it, it's done, and you're going to shut your mouth. So you'd think they'd understand this, but, you know, the younger people are dumbed down, again, to a degree you can't comprehend, and taught to be feminine or radical or whatever it is, other than have our faith, heritage, and traditions. Because if you don't have those, then you don't have anything to support or want to preserve that is of you and your family and heritage, no matter what race you are. Just please be careful. And it's real easy for people to get swept up. It doesn't matter who you are when things are going. This is how what we do know of Hitler, how people loved him because they were demoralized and paying a fortune for stuff. And he come in and brought the love of the country back. And so it's so easy to fall into that. But with people, when your race comes up and supporting it and being different than other races, it's easy to get radicalized and swept up in that. And if you're a youth and dumbed down in this education system and world today and the television and movies and cartoons and God knows what other kind of weapon and beams and rays, you know, we probably can't comprehend how maybe they can't think critically back. It would be easy for a lot of people to get swept up in this that are not saved or Christian. These people who aren't, that are just of the world, it's easy to get swept up in that. They just don't realize what they're doing. And, you know, we're getting close. I mean, we're here. We're literally at the end of the age. We're in the last hours of the end. So anything can happen at any time, and it wouldn't surprise me. Don't expect anything. Depend on yourself and your family and God, and that's it. For one, you won't be disappointed. But I have such a peace about where we are and what's coming. It is unsettling thinking, you know, we're probably going to have to completely depend on yourself for a while. We know we're going home, and if we have to, if we're killed, you know, that wouldn't last long. And look what would be on the other side. And I can't wait to see my grandparents again. So if I have to go through that to worship Jesus Christ and see my family again, bring it on. I'm ready to go. He died for me. I know it's easy to say that. But I have such a passion about it that, you know, if they came to get me, I'd say, look, you might as well go ahead and just take care of me because there is no re-education coming from you that's going to take. And there's going to be no denial of Jesus. So let me just save you some time, okay? Just go ahead and take me out of here, because ain't nothing you're going to do that's going to make me come to your point of view. So I'm there, and I'm settled about it completely, and I'm not, in all honesty, I'm ready to get this over with so we can go home. Most of the Christians I know still say, or people that call themselves Christian, no, it's not the end of time yet. It's going to be a while. For whatever reason, you know, most of them have just bought a house or just had a child, or they're not ready. Those, he said, that say, where is his coming? He has delayed his coming. I think about that every time. Again, I love y'all. And thank you for thinking of me and remembering me. And I'll drop in again, I will. And I'd have done it long before now had I not had some issues going on from God knows what. But please keep me in your prayers. And I love every one of you. And I cannot wait to shake your hand when all things have their end. And if you can help Tony, if you've got some extra money, please help him out. Tony and Holly are two incredible siblings in Christ and good people. And the message that they're sharing on here is the flames are starting to go out on these messengers spreading this message slowly. You see it being quietened and attacked slowly but consistently. And it's coming. So if you can help him, please do it. You know he this endeavor is worthy of your help, and I'm sure he needs it bad. But keep me in your prayers, and if you need to tell me anything, Tony will tell me. Y'all take care.
So due to the nature of the threats that Jeremy's had and so forth, he has to be a little bit careful with some of what he says in order to not only protect himself but protect other people close to him. But hopefully we'll get more updates from him in the near future. Don't forget aminutetomidnight.com. We want you to go to our website down the right-hand side of the page. If you haven't already done so, fill your email in and subscribe to our blog. That way you'll get notified of all our videos and articles. We now can't put many of them full-length on YouTube because of censorship, so they go primarily on our website, also on Rumble, on BitChute, and on our iTunes channel. So make sure you're subscribed to us on all the formats. As Jeremy mentioned, you can donate to A Minute to Midnight. We do run it 100% by donations. And if you want to help us out, you can do that at aminutetomidnight.com as well. The music used in the shows I've written, played, and recorded. And you can find that music for free on our website too. So that's it for this episode. God willing, we'll be back with another one in a few days' time. Meanwhile, stay safe and keep your heads up, folks. Our salvation draws nigh.